He was born in a tribal community in eastern Tibet, and at the age of 15 abandoned all his ties with his family and sought out spiritual teachers. And he did it big style. He didn't just seek out spiritual teachers in his home time. He left his family, he wandered off, and he refused point blank to stay with any householders. He would only stay with spiritual practitioners or in his own tent. You know, so when he did it with style, I reckon. He lived in caves. He lived in his tent. He lived with great spiritual teachers, and he refused to stay with any householders. And there is a story about, well, you know, he almost got there. He almost had a bit of a position. At the age of 35, the regent of Tibet invited him to Lhasa. So, you know, big deal. And the regent of Tibet asked him to give teachings, and a great many of the nobility in Lhasa, a great many Tibetans flocked to see him, flocked to gain teachings from him. He had a big reputation as a really authentic spiritual teacher. And there's this story that they had this one particularly long initiation ceremony, and the regent came as the last person. So in Tibet, when you get taken initiation of a master, you give the most that you can afford. It's not like, you know, I do this as well, you know, 2 quid in the Dana bowl. No, you go through your house and you find the most expensive things that you possibly have, and you can give absolutely what you can afford without starving. You know, you really give all you can to show the value of the spiritual life, to show how much you value the spiritual life. So the regent of Tibet, you know, got all these offerings, and then the regent of Tibet came to him to give his offerings. So you can imagine, like, how much wealth Chetul Sangye Dorje was being given at that point, the regent of Tibet giving you offerings for tantric teachings. So what did Chetul Sangye Dorje do? He had a big cloth. The regent gave him his teachings. He went, sweeped it into the big cloth, tied the big cloth into a bundle and said, you can look after that for me. Got up, went, never came back again. He stayed for the rest of his life in caves, wandering, intermittently coming to give his teachings. And he spent a lot of the rest of his life actually building up stupas, building up retreat centres, building up temples and monasteries for other people to practice. But you could never tie him down. They've never managed to get him to be tied to any kind of monastic or bureaucratic institutions. You don't even know where he is. So if you go to find Chetul Sangye Dorje, you haven't a clue where he's going to be. You have to kind of wander around, and hopefully, you know, someone will tell you, oh, well, he was seen here, and then off you go and hope you don't miss him. And he's still like that to this day, and God knows how old he is. He must be pretty old by now.